You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Emily, tell me about your brother.
I have two big brothers, and the middle one, Daniel. Actually, they're both gamers. They've been playing video games and the like, you know, since they were fetuses. And Daniel is now, I don't know if he's like 37 years old, okay? Nearly 40. He does have a girlfriend. I just want to say that before you start throwing those jokes out.
He does?
He does.
When did that happen?
I don't know.
Because he's never had a girlfriend before, has he?
No, he always has a girlfriend.
Oh, I'm
he
sorry.
He always has playa. A girlfriend.
Playa.
Total playa. Total dork playa. So he posted pictures the other day. I showed you guys of this huge new toy that he has purchased. It's about the size of a toddler. It's huge. It is a remote control car that he spent, wait for it, just under $1,000. It was like $980 for this remote control car. And I'm seeing these pictures and my jaw drops. Because I get it, we all splurge from time to time, but I feel ladies splurge more on like a whole bunch of little things. Like for me, I'll buy a thing of nail polish or a lip gloss. So it's like $5, $6, $7 at, you know, a pop. I have never spent $1,000 on anything. My couch wasn't even $1,000. Like I don't do it. But boys will go out and they'll splurge less. But when they do it, man, they go for gusto. They
True
do it on technology
story.
Stuff. And it's it's upwards of, you know, five figures. And I just can't believe my dork brother is hanging out now. And he's recruiting.
Sounds pretty cool, though.
He's recruiting Gentleman Caller now. So they go out. There's like a track. And now Adam wants to get an RC car. And they, like, I don't know. And they're probably going to
sounds kind of fun.
Start a little gang.
Can I
don't
tag
know.
Along?
See? $1,000 on a remote control car. He's nearly 40.
It's all right. He's got no other responsibilities. He can do it. Why not?
Really? Can't he just buy some lip gloss and call it a day?
That really, it kind of pales in comparison. I've gone out and purchased actual vehicles before. Like, you know, dropped like $5,000 or something on an old truck or something. On a whim to kind of fix
That's
up.
True.
And Nicole flips out because she'll spend like $120 on to get her hairs did. And she's like, oh my God, I don't want to spend all this money. And I'm like, oh, whatever. I just bought three iPads and
a
surround sound system. No big deal. It's funny because she feels guilty when she does like go and spend $6 on hair color at Walmart or something, and I'm just like, whatever, I want this
Mustang Club.
Yeah, I want a Mustang.
You know, boys and their toys is kind of funny because I think Emily's hit it right on the head that boys will spend money less on, and I'm talking in general terms, so there's obviously exceptions.
Sure.
But in general, guys will spend money on things like that less often. But when they do,
you boom, show off.
You're getting
it's
a bang.
The big purchase. Whereas for women, like, I wonder if you took and tracked every splurge event for an entire year, if
Correct.
At the end of the year they would balance the scales.
That's
right.
A
if
lot
I go
of lip
into
gloss.
Nicole's closet and add up the coach purses, I might be able to get another vehicle.
The lip glosses, the extra coffee,
the hair,
stopping for
sure.
this,
the DSW.
Right. It works out then to like $80 a month and you could probably say, Emily, that you're averaging more than $2 a day on splurges.
And are splurges, though, as ridiculous to you as like my other brother, who is 40? He one of his last splurges was he got this like external cooling system for his computer.
Oh,
it's
boy.
Like blue gel. And
what
there's
does his
fan
girlfriend think about that?
Well, girlfriend. That's,
oh. Ding. That's the one. Who
that's the one that
that's
doesn't
the
have
one.
It. He
yeah.
loves his computer.
And that this external cooler was thousands of dollars.
Well, when you're laying on that computer all day, you got to cool it down.
Right, yeah. His girlfriend is Zelda.
So if we now said, look, this is your chance to have some fun, either at your own expense or at your significant other's expense.
Sure, bust them. Well, hold on. I want to read a quick letter from Michael, who Facebooked us. He said, didn't Emily splurge on a vacuum?
I started to bring that up, Michael.
So how much was
but
your vacuum?
But she's very sensitive about that subject.
That was a necessary item for the cleanliness and wellness of my health.
$1,800.
And Jerry. It was also a joint purchase, so it was
Has
not just
Has that been paid
me.
Off yet?
That is none of your damn business.
That's a no.
I
That's
told
a big
you.
No.
That's why I didn't bring it up.
Michael, I hate you.
Thank you for the note, sir.
Block him.
Here is Jen. Hello, Jen.
Hi.
So what was the splurge?
So my husband spent about $1,500 on an amp for his electric guitar.
Sure. Well, you got to sound good, Jim.
Yeah, he's going to tear it up.
Are you married to Bon Jovi?
Exactly. So if he was playing on a big stage and performing, this would be perfect, but he doesn't do any of that. So,
sounds great in the living room, though, doesn't it?
And so in our small basement, it's so loud. It's like that scene from Back to the Future where he jacks it up and it gets so loud it blows him back against the wall.
You got to feel it.
That is what happened when he tried to play in our basement. Perfect.
Oh, bless his heart.
Yeah.
Jim, thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, have a great day.
My brother did one of those too, and he hasn't played the guitar in like 15 years.
Mm-hmm. Here's Jordan. Hey, Jordan, what's the story?
Hi, I'm actually calling because my boyfriend's best friend, he is 46 years old, and he will spend $800 on Legos. Granted, they are amazing, awesome Legos, like Star Wars things, but it just blows my mind.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Legos.
He's 46, and he just dropped $800 on Legos?
Yes, and this is not a one-time thing. He's really into it, and he's really good at it, but I can't, buy some stocks or silver,
buy some silver. Invest in gold.
Buy some real estate, for God's sake.
No Legos are that awesome.
Yeah.
No.
Jordan, thanks for being on the show.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
What she didn't say is that the 46-year-old man who spends $800 on Legos is a bachelor.
That's what he's chosen to do. Displays
them properly.
Right. Lego Princess Leia.
Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
What were the splurges? I understand it's plural with you.
Yeah, I own my own lawn care business, and I've been driving my truck everywhere, so I bought me a slingshot. It's a motorcycle.
Oh, my God, I want one of those.
How much?
I got the limited edition, so that was $32,000.
Oh, my God. That's one of those ones with the two wheels in the front and one in the back, right?
It's like
the Batmobile.
I've seen a lot of those lately.
I want that.
So every time I see one of those, somebody has spayed anywhere from $20,000 to $30,000. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Will you take me for a ride?
That's like the average salary.
Well, I don't know. The dealer's already taken him for a ride. Tim, what was the other splurge?
The other one is I'm building a batting cage in our new backyard of our new house.
Okay, so how
much his new house? Is he only threw
what's
that in?
What's that going to run you?
After everything, probably around 12,000.
12,000.
What do you do again?
Batting cage.
Can I come work for you?
Are you starting for the Rockies in the spring or what?
I'm going to practice this winter and try out next year for the majors.
Oh, okay.
Well, gosh.
Well, the Rockies will take anyone.
Joking. You can just do that.
Yeah, you just show up and you get a ticket.
Show up in your motorcycle.
Tim, thanks for being on the show and thanks for being a good sport.
Yep, have a good day.
You as well.
He's just showing off now, that guy.
Time for one more. It's Jill. Hello, Jill.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. What do you got?
I am dropping a lot of dough on a Bobcat skid steer.
Like the Bobcat, like the little tractor type of thingamajig?
You can scoop up gravel?
Yeah, I've driven a Bobcat before. What are you paying for this?
$51,000.
Why do you need this? Scoop dog
poop?
I need
it.
You need it for what?
Well, I have to move from down here up into the mountains. So I feel it's a necessity up there to clear snow.
For snow. You got snow removal, right?
Yeah.
All right.
I can justify it.
Okay.
$51,000.
It's a lot of cheddar.
Who knew?
It's a lot of snow.
You know, a shovel is only about $12.99.
No, you can find companies that will come and clear your snow, and I think they charge like $1,000 a year for residential. So in other words, what you're paying for this Bobcat, you could hire someone for 51 years to come clear your snow.
Oh, but there's so much other stuff we could do.
Not as fun, though, Dom. Come on. You get in one of those things and you tool around.
Bless your heart, Jill. Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye now. All right. Well, Emily insists that I got to take
Please.
One more. It's Jeffrey. All right, Jeffrey. So what is it that I'm missing out on?
Well, first of all, I have to say that every 3 months, my wife spends $200 going and getting some type of injections in her face.
Mm-hmm.
I thought... Well, you know what? That $3,000 life-size Boba Fett would be worth it.
No, you didn't.
Oh, yes, I did. And he's right next to my bed.
So you have Boba Fett worth $3,000 set up next to your bed.
Yes, I do.
Can we please get a photograph of that?
Yeah, post it.
Yeah, I'll post it later.
Yeah, we have to see that, and we will share that on our page.
Are you friends with the Lego guy?
Don't, but I want to be.
You guys can hang out and have costume parties.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.